Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smudge deck of my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
Alrighty, let's eat. Mm-hmm. And we will be eating, especially this weekend because it is Easter weekend. And if you are of Polish tradition, even slightly, and celebrate some of the things that Polish people tend to celebrate on Sunday, then I know you're eating good.
Oh my gosh,
yes. Especially Easter morning. Oh my gosh, that breakfast.
So much food, and it's all so delicious too. Can't wait for it.
It is super delicious, but I understand maybe why people who maybe aren't Polish but want to learn about what Polish people eat for an Easter brunch might be a little turned off by some of the things they see. They may be like, oh, that's what you guys eat. Because there's a couple foods out there that are normal to us, maybe weird to others.
I would kind of say that I think, comparatively, Christmas Eve is weirder. There are weirder foods, for sure. There's a few staples during Easter that are more acceptable. Eggs, kielbasa. But we do have those couple that are just a little strange to people who are not Polish.
That's right. A little out there. But we have Anna from Polish Your Kitchen here to kind of explain what some of those foods might be.
For Easter breakfast, we start our breakfast with soup. And it's not any soup. It's soured rye soup, and we serve it with fresh sausage and some horseradish and, you know, with a side of bread. It's super delicious. Some other unusual dishes that we serve around Easter are chicken jello, chicken suspended in savory gelatin, and it's pretty much just boiled down chicken soup that you add a little bit of gelatin to, and you make it into a small kind of one serving mold, and then you serve it cold with some horseradish and bread. It's delicious. I love it. I make it every Easter, and I even make my American husband eat some, which he reluctantly does about once a year. We also make a bunch of desserts that will only show up on our table once a year at Easter. And one of them is mazurek, very traditional Polish cake with many different options for toppings. And I have a few of those on my website. So go ahead and go to PolishYourKitchen.com and you will find a Easter tab right on top in my recipe index.
So here's the thing. Adele and I, when she said that chicken soup gelatin thing, we both looked at each other and went, no.
Nope.
this could be a hot take. Yeah. But I don't find it very good.
You know
for
what?
For some reason, it's not for me. Maybe it's the consistency of the things, like the gelatin and the chicken, which just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and then also when you bite into one, it's like, wow, this is supposed to be like soupy, but it's cold. And like you said, the gelatin just does not do it justice, I think. But I've also noticed, Peter, it's our age group. I think even if you are Polish, our age group generally does not like the gelatin stuff. It's the older crowds, more experienced crowds who tend to gravitate towards the jello soup, chicken jello soup.
Chicken jello, yeah, that's right. Okay, so you think it has to do with like the taste buds, maybe other foods that we eat, and as a result, we're not really a fan of this one.
That's what I think. But Żurek, hey, I can eat Żurek all day
long. Of course.
Long.
Sign me up for Żurek. But that chicken jello thing, I'm just not having it. I know many people listening right now might be like, these kids are crazy. Like, what are they talking about?
If you think we're crazy, feel free to text us because we want to hear your side of the story as well.
But we can't be the only ones that are kind of like, well, it's maybe not the best thing in the world.
That's
so
right.
Those are some of the foods that you might see that might be a little weird on a Polish Easter brunch. But let's talk a little bit about the traditions.
Yes.
The traditions, because there's plenty of them.
So many. And everyone has a few things that only their family does as well.
We would have egg wars. So each family member gets a hard-boiled egg, and you bump the eggs against the opponent's egg to see whose egg survives the crash. And the egg that survives is the winning egg. You don't actually get a reward or anything. I guess you could make a prize for it, but it was always such a fun game for us to play with our kids. Peter and Adele, I have a question for you. What are some of Easter traditions that you do in your home? Please share.
Oh, that's a great tradition, actually.
Isn't that fun?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I feel like a lot of people do the bumping of the eggs or like the toast of the eggs. I've never heard of somebody, though, who makes it like a game for kids where you like crash your eggs into each other.
I feel like kids would be all over. I would still be all over that.
I would
that.
Still want to do that. Yeah.
I need to start implementing that one. I'm sending a group like text to my family right now after this. Being
Let's
like, hey,
egg
this
wars,
Sunday,
please.
Egg wars, I'll see you there. 8 a.m. sharp.
Right, right.
But for me, I would say that a lot of these traditions, I think we could relate on, because it's the classic decking out your basket.
Oh my gosh,
then heading over, getting it blessed, and just like eyeing everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just the breakfast, the brunch itself, and all the foods, and eating that together, and spending that time as a family.
So good. But Peter, do you have something specific that your family does? Because I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm, and I'm curious if you do.
Nothing out there like that. Let's hear what you do.
Okay, so mine isn't necessarily as cool as the Egg Wars, but my grandpa, I don't know how he started this tradition, but he makes a mean smoked ham that he seasons with pineapples, and it takes him like 8 hours or something to bake. It's ridiculous, but I know that whenever he takes it out of the oven and you serve it on a plate, the meat will melt in your mouth. It's one of the most delicious things you've ever had, but I think ham is supposed to be more of like a American thing, so we don't Most Polish people don't really do that.
Oh, okay, interesting. But not like an activity you guys all do together or something?
Oh, not an activity. No, it's not cool. But
something
delicious
maybe
ham.
A little unique to see on that Easter morning. Alrighty, all sorts of traditions that are going to be happening this weekend. It's going to be a good one. We might come back a little bigger.
A little bigger, I think so. Yes.
into the weekend. That was Anna from Polish Your Kitchen. If you like food, if you like Polish food, or if you want to just learn about Polish food, then you absolutely have to visit her website, PolishYourKitchen.com. She's also on all of the social medias. That's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and what have you. I promise you won't regret it. In fact, it's one of those things where you could just kind of get lost in the content, all the recipes.
The wormhole.
all the deliciousness that she has on there. So it's highly, highly recommended that you go give them a visit. That's PolishYourKitchen.com.